Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, I'll give you an update when it comes to the Raiders roster, who's being reported that the Raiders will sign. You'll hear from head coach Josh McDaniels from Monday. Also, Cleve Furl and Devontae Adams postgame. Not to mention my conversation I had with Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show on FanDuel TV from Friday. Your calls and texts will close out the show. It's all coming up on a very busy edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast for Tuesday, October 4th. 2022.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Just Raiders. Win. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Just win. Your team Just every win. Day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
And welcome in, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider podcast free and available on all platforms. And definitely appreciate everyone who chimes in on the show and everyone who supports the show. And no matter how you do it, if you tell a friend about the show or you just listen to it each and every day, definitely appreciate that. And I apologize for getting it up a little bit later than normal. My guy, Jason Fitz from ESPN, he was in town on Monday, so I had to hang out with him a little bit later after the show and just kind of, you know, sit around, talk a little bit of Raider football and talk a little bit of the business with Jason Fitz from ESPN. Of course, he's a big time Raider fan. So show gets up a little bit later than normal, but still got a lot to get to on today's show. So let's go ahead and get into it. And my guy, Jordan Schultz, formerly of Yahoo.com. Now he does the Schultz Report. He put out a tweet. As a matter of fact, he sent me a direct message saying that Blake Martinez, linebacker Blake Martinez, is signing with the Raiders. Martinez has recorded four seasons with at least 144 tackles to go along with 13 career sacks and 39 tackles for loss. And now he reunites with former Giants defensive coordinator Patrick Graham. The two have a really good relationship. And if you remember, the Raiders brought in Blake Martinez for a workout, but never anything came of that. They didn't sign him, none of that. But now that you saw what happened on Sunday with Denzel Perryman, who returned and was a difference maker. You know, Denzel Perryman didn't play enough plays to get a game ball on Sunday, but man, you could see when he was out there, he was making an impact. Multiple tackles for loss. You could see he was around there flying around the ball. Just looked like he was a guy, like I mentioned, a difference maker for that Raiders defense, really kind of helped set the tone. And unfortunately, he left the game early with a concussion. Saw him after the game coming out of the locker room before we were actually allowed to go into the locker room. And he said, hey, if you write anything, let it be known. I'm doing okay. But Denzel Perryman cannot just put himself back into the lineup. They cannot put him back in until he passes concussion protocol. So who knows exactly when that's going to be. Of course, every team's going to take concussions very seriously moving forward, even though Nate Hobbs returned in less than a week after suffering a concussion himself. But it makes a lot of sense if Blake Martinez does officially sign with the Silver and Black. They just got to make a roster spot. So at some point when they do that, they will make it official. But there you go. Jordan Schultz does a very good job covering the NFL, has a lot of sources in the league, says Blake Martinez is now a member of the Silver and Black. Also on Mondays, following the game day on Sunday, head coach Josh McDaniels, he meets with the media at the Intermountain Healthcare Performance Center, Raiders HQ, and then there's a couple players made available by way of Zoom. But really, I just go there and make sure that I'm available for Josh McDaniels because I always want to hear what he has to say following the game. Win, lose, tie, it doesn't matter. Just want to hear what the head coach has to say. So on Monday, Josh McDaniels opened up his press conference talking about what he saw on film from the Raiders' victory over the Denver Broncos, 32-23 on Sunday.
You know, looked at the film and certainly did some things well enough to win, and really proud of the group, their effort. I'd say the entire last week, not just yesterday, but starting on Monday of last week, and their resolve and understanding, you know, where we were and what we've had to kind of go through to learn how to do some things a little better here so that we could get a result that we were looking for. So again, it's football, far from perfect. A lot of things we can do better, a lot of things we can learn from. Oftentimes it's more fun to learn when you win than it is when you lose, but we're going to learn nonetheless today. So good opportunity for us to try to improve our football team, even though we did get a victory, and see how we can make, you know, ourselves and our team better as we go forward. So only thing I have to update on relative to injuries is Denzel is in the protocol. So We'll be working through that this week, obviously.
So there's head coach Josh McDaniels talking about working on some things, looking at the film and seeing that the game was not a clean game. They still have plenty to work on, but they still found ways to win the game. And look, it's okay. It doesn't have to be a clean game. It doesn't have to be the perfect game if you find ways to win games and you can still say, hey, we got a lot to work on. It's better to have a lot to work on coming off a victory than have a lot to work on coming off a loss. Or in the Raiders, in their case, coming off three straight losses. So it's good to know that, yeah, they got plenty to work on, but they still won the game. Now they have a tough one coming up with Kansas City. The next soundbite that I want you to hear from head coach Josh McDaniels has to do with the offensive line, Alex Barrs in particular, and then on the right side, the rookies, Dylan Parham and Thayer Mumford. If you remember, that's how everything shut down, right? That was how everything closed out the game, the offensive line. It was Colton Miller at the left tackle position, Alex Barrs at left guard, you had Andre James at the center position, Dylan Parham at the right guard, and Thayer Mumford at the right tackle position. So Josh McDaniels talks about Barrs, Parham, and Mumford. Here's what Coach had to say.
You know, Alex has been a consistent contributor to us here the last few weeks, but he's had a great effort, a great mindset and attitude the entire time he's been here, and just consistently tries to work at his craft. I think he's given us some dependable play over there. He's been pretty physical. The communication on the left side has been pretty good. We didn't have a lot of blown assignments. There was a couple in the game that we're going to have to fix here. But generally speaking, I think that's been pretty good. The two rookies were in there for some important snaps together yesterday. And Dylan obviously, continues to develop, into the type of player we think he can be. Now moving from center to guard, and playing basically the entire time yesterday at right guard. So give him a lot of credit for being able to, the duality that he's had to deal with already this season in four games is pretty impressive for a young player. And then Thayer stepped in there and, again, had two good rushers yesterday, really three, four, however many you want to count out there on the edge. They got good pass rushers. So, tried to limit their production. Some of that was with scheme and some of that obviously was with, the ability to stay inside out and block them well. So I thought they acquitted themselves well and gave us an opportunity there to try to, had two big drives in the fourth quarter to get down there and score some points and try to, get the game into a two-score game twice. So. They did their job.
So there's head coach Josh McDaniels right there talking about the offensive line, talking about Alex Barrs, Dylan Parham, Thayer Mumford, guys that have earned their spots along the offensive line. I do believe that that's going to be the starting five moving forward, barring an injury. And final soundbite I want you to hear from head coach Josh McDaniels is on Amik Robertson. Of course, gave him a game ball on Monday's show, and really I couldn't wait to ask head coach Josh McDaniels what he thought about Amik Robertson. And this was the question that I asked him in the media session on Monday. So here's Coach McDaniels talking about Amik Robertson.
Yeah, he's kind of the epitome of the, the phrase, the size of the dog in the fight. And he doesn't really know that he's not 6'4", 220, you know what I mean? But he plays the way I would love every player, that you coach to play the way that Amik plays. He has a very short memory. And you have to have that as a defensive back. You can't sit there and, fuss about the last play, You got to go make the next one, He is tough as nails. To me, I think he tackles well. I thought he made some big hits yesterday. They tried a few of those receiver screens, and he came up there and really set the edge on the defense there and didn't let the ball get up the field. And he plays hard on every play, He earns everything he gets out there, man, because he plays so hard and with such great effort. So, just really a pleasure to coach, a guy who brings it every day, wants to get better, does it in every area of the building, weight room, training room, takes care of himself, comes in with the right mindset, and he just, just plays his butt off. So, proud of him and excited that he had a good day yesterday. And again, he had a good day and gave up a player here or there. But again, that's not something that's going to really phase Amik. He's learned how to deal with that at corner and comes back and really plays hard the next snap.
There's Josh McDaniels right there. And I just love hearing about Amik Robertson because, again, he's a guy that I didn't even think was going to make the roster. I said this going into preseason game number four against the Patriots that there was no chance. Well, not no chance, but I just didn't think he was going to make the roster. Just didn't seem to me like like he had a very good training camp and that nobody was really talking about him. But, man, he turned things up in that fourth preseason game and even told me in the locker room, like, hey, I left it all on the field. I have no regrets. Ended up earning his spot, and now all of a sudden he's thriving, right? And so now he's really a guy that you pull for. And I know a lot of Raider Nation has been pulling for him anyway, but, man, I'm all aboard. I'm all aboard, and I'm excited about what Amik Robertson could do moving forward. And, again, he doesn't play like he's 5'8". He plays way bigger than that. He plays like he's 6'4", even though he's definitely not. So that was Josh McDaniels talking about Amik Robertson. And finally, last little nugget I have for you for segment number one of today's Locked On Raiders podcast, kind of news and notes of the day. Today, I'll be recording the Raiders Roundtable with JT the Brick and Lincoln Kennedy. We're going to be doing that with the Raiders at Raiders.com, and it'll be out on their podcast network. It'll also be on the Raiders YouTube channel. It'll probably be a release around 1 o'clock in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Again, it'll be on YouTube and the audio. It's myself, JT the Brick, Lincoln Kennedy, and we're going to do it for about 17 weeks. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be 17 consecutive weeks, but it'll be about 17 different episodes that we're going to do of this Raiders Roundtable show. So the more Raiders you can get, I know, the better, right? So we'll be doing that moving forward and starting today. And it'll be released about 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time this afternoon. So I definitely appreciate if you check that out. And, of course, you can always give me the feedback and whatever you like. Or if you don't like of the show. So, yeah, that's some good stuff. Looking forward to doing that. Coming up in segment number two, you're going to hear my one-on-one conversation with Cleve Furl in the Raiders locker room. You'll hear the scrum that we had with Devontae Adams. And then you'll hear my conversation I had with Kay Adams on the show Up in Adams on Friday on FanDuel TV, something I was very proud of. You'll hear all of that coming up in segment number two of the show after I tell you about Athletic Greens. And really, when I talk about Athletic Greens, I'm talking about AG1. AG1 is something that I actually use literally every day. And I started taking AG1 because, well, they said it to me and they said, try it, see what you think. And I didn't think I was going to like it. I was like, there's no way I'm going to like this. No way I'm going to stick to this. It's green. You mix it with water. And I'm like, eh, probably not. But when I tried it, I looked at the wife and was like, wow, that actually tastes really good. And on top of that, it's good for me. So I know the biggest question always is, okay, what exactly is AG1? How do I drink it? How do I take it? What's the case? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're actually absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and a whole lot more. It's going to help start your day right. And the special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, and a whole lot more. And again, I had no idea what it was when I tried it. I just knew that they wanted me to try it and see what I thought. And really, when it tasted good, it really caught my attention. Then all of a sudden, I started feeling a little bit better. And please believe, when I say feeling better, I meant, okay, I'm feeling fresher. It's something that's going to help me eliminate having to eat a bunch of vegetables and make sure that I take a bunch of vitamins, because I'm just so busy that a lot of times I don't have time to have a normal diet or make sure that I am taking those multivitamins or any of that good stuff. I just don't have time. The wife tells me all the time that I need to, and I just don't get caught up with the amount of time, right? It just seems to slip past me. So that's when AG1 really kicks in and really helps me. So it'll cost you less than $3 a day. You're going to be investing in your health, and it's cheaper than, well, a lot of habits that a lot of us have, right? It's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. You're investing in all-in-one nutritional insurance. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NFL Network. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/NFL Network to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Want to take you back inside the Raiders locker room on Monday's show. You heard from Josh Jacobs. You heard from Amik Robertson. You heard from Max Crosby. Well, I still have some more locker room sounds that I haven't been able to bring to you just yet. Wanted to make sure I did that on today's show. And first of all, I have a one-on-one, just a couple minutes that I did with Cleve Furl, and then we had a little bit of a scrum that we did with wide receiver Devontae Adams. So off top, we'll start things off with Cleve Furl. Then you'll hear from Devontae Adams, and then you'll hear my conversation I had with Kay Adams on her show Up in Adams from Friday on FanDuel TV. One I was very proud of just being on that. Was able to, if you check it out on YouTube, it's on their YouTube page. I tweeted it out as well at your boy Q254. But, yeah, very excited about that. So I'll let you hear that in this segment as well. But here we go. off top, the one-on-one conversation with Clee Ferrell, who, if you're not paying attention or you're not really looking at Clee, he's actually having a pretty good season. I mean, he's really being the guy that he's expected to be. He's never going to be a guy that's going to be dominant as far as a pass rusher and get a bunch of sacks and be up in the stat sheet. But, man, the guy just does what he's asked to do. So I can always appreciate that. So here's my one-on-one conversation with Raiders defensive end, Clee Ferrell.
Here in the Raiders locker room with Clee Ferrell. And Clee, you guys come off your first victory. Defense played outstanding. What did you feel, the energy from the defense today?
I just think we just had a lot more of a getting settled in. You know what I mean? It's the fourth game. I think we're really buying into the system now. And, you know, coaches has made it a lot, you know, easier on us. So, you know, we kind of got to just go and play and not think a lot.
One of the things that everyone had been talking about is play four quarters. It looked like you guys were able to do that today. Did you feel better about the performance throughout the course of the whole game?
Right. Yeah, most definitely. I think regardless of however you play throughout the game, when you get a win, you got to celebrate that. It's so hard to win this league, you know. Even though sometimes we make it hard on ourselves, but regardless, man, you got to celebrate it. They're hard to come by.
The other team is definitely trying to do something about that too, right?
Right.
So, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's really hard. So Amik gets his defensive touchdown. Yeah. He hadn't touched the ball in the NFL for a while. He gets an interception a couple weeks ago, and then he gets an end zone today. What did you think about when you saw Amik get an end zone?
My boy Fish, you know what I'm saying? He got them big eyes. And so when his eyes light up whenever he make any play. So it's exciting. You know, I'm happy for him always.
I always say I feel like he's going to say something funny.
Yeah, because he
don't he look like it?
He got that Louisiana accent.
Yeah.
And he's small, you know what I'm saying? So people be like, who is that little dude? I'm like, yeah, he a baller. So that's what it is. That's my guy.
How do you guys build off this one knowing you got Kansas City next week?
I think, you know, we erase it. You know, we put it to bed tomorrow with the film, and then we go from there. You know, we got a big test. This upcoming week, division game, you know, somebody who we obviously driven to compete against, so it's going to be a good one.
You know, Denver, they run the ball really well. You guys did a great job slowing them down, and then Russell Wilson obviously is a dog as well. How difficult was that just, you know, being on that defensive line and trying to contain them?
You know, I think the biggest thing, regardless of the fact that helped us a lot, is not just getting guys on the ground, but getting the ball out. Yeah. And I think that's what kind of helps succumb the run a lot, you know what I mean, making ball carriers. Because when you punching balls out, it makes the ball carriers a lot more hesitant to really cut it loose, you know what I mean? So they were kind of, and that would made it a lot easier on us. So.
Final question for you. How about your teammate, Max Crosby? What did you see from that
guy? That's my brother. You already know. He balling. So got to keep growing, keep grinding, and, you know, he's set to do great things. You got to keep pushing.
Congratulations on the win.
Oh, yeah, thank you, bro.
Appreciate you, my man.
There's Raiders edge rusher Clee Ferrell, or outside linebacker, or really whatever position the defensive coordinator asks him to play is what Clee Ferrell's going to do. That's the one thing I can say about him. He's been consistently that guy. He will do anything that he's asked to do. He's never going to do anything and just be, you know, some super stud on the stat sheet, but he'll do his job. He'll set the edge. He'll be a good leader. He'll get after the run. I mean, he'll do, like I said, what he's asked to do. Never going to pad the stat sheet, but still think that Clee Ferrell is actually providing a nice little, you know, change of pace to that Raiders defense, to say the least. So let's go over to the offensive side of things and talk to Devontae Adams. He's a guy that we caught up to in the Raiders locker room. Matter of fact, he was one of the first few guys that we caught up to in the locker room. I think Amik Robertson was first, and then Devontae Adams was right after that. And so it was just a bunch of us there, about four or five of us, talking to Devontae Adams, all things getting the victory and what it meant to his teammates and himself. Here's Devontae Adams in that Raiders locker room following the game on Sunday.
How much of a relief is it from just this locker room to get through the first 3 weeks like this?
Huge relief. I mean, I don't think anybody was panicking too much, but once you start, you lose a certain amount of games, you know, you make it tougher on yourself for down the road when you know, you do have a hiccup where, you know, you kind of want to build up some slack early on. So it's good to put that, you know, behind us a little bit. We still got to go win some games, though. I mean, this is not – it's the standard is to win games. You know, it's hard to do, but I think we head in the right direction now.
You guys got Josh going today. You know, how much does that open things up for you and the rest of the receivers when he's cooking like that?
I mean, it does a lot for it. I mean, they gotta play a little bit more honest, you know, not as much two-shell, you know, obviously. And if they do want to do that, then that's the product you'll get. You're going to see our running backs being able to get downhill and go make some positive plays. So you just got to be able to stay on top of that. And, you know, like I said, positive plays early on especially is something that's big for us as offense. So being smart and just you know, letting the game come however, you know, they're playing it and, you know, making them pay for the mistakes they make.
The matchup with you and Pat Surtain was talked about a lot this week. What did you think out there?
He's a good player. He's a good player. My first time going against him, I got a lot of respect for what he can do. So, you know, obviously it was a lot of what I've seen before, you know, as far as the help too, but made a couple plays. I think he's a good player.
How does it feel to get your first win as a member of the Las Vegas Raiders?
feels great. It'll feel a lot better once we keep racking them up and you know, continuing to build off of it and you know, use this as momentum.
AJ said that Matt Collins and Devontae Adams are special teams.
What does that mean?
He's a superstar.
Superstar, yeah. I mean, he's a superstar all around to me. So I love that he embraces it the way he does, because I've seen a lot of players have, you know, a little bit of success in, on offense or defense, and then feel like they're above special teams. So to see a guy like that, you know, get mad during the week when he's not able to cover a kick, you know, full speed, rather than doing a half-speed drill, I mean, that says a lot about him and why he's able to, you know, kind of translate that to offense as well. So you need a Mac on your team, and I'm just glad that he's on our team.
Speaking of superstars, what kind of surprise was just his second half when you watch him just go like that? What goes through that?
I mean, y'all call him MC, Max Crosby. I call him Manchild. I know he's like 22 years old or something like that, but he play like he's got a motor different than anybody I've ever seen, period, let alone, you know, a young player like that. So, like I said, just like with Mac, I'm really happy that Mac is on my team, because if he's in the division, that's somebody you don't want to have to deal with twice a year.
There goes Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams right there, and you can hear the relief in his voice, even though he said, I don't think anybody was panicking, but still, it was a huge relief to be able to get that victory, and the Raiders move to 1-3 and have a big game, obviously, on Monday Night Football versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And finally, what I want you to hear here in segment number 2 of today's Locked On Raiders podcast is going to make the segment go a little bit longer, but I was on the Kay Adams Show up in Adams on FanDuel TV on Friday. Obviously, this is before the Raiders' victory against the Denver Broncos, so there's a lot of questions about what's going wrong with the Silver and Black, but a really good conversation, I thought, that we had. So here's that conversation for Friday. Kay Adams and myself on the Up and Adams Show on FanDuel TV.
Let's head out to Vegas right now. We're going to bring in your boy Q, Raider Nation radio host, podcast host. You do it all. Your boy Q. I feel like we're friends on Twitter. You know I'm a big fan. You know I listen to your stuff, but I feel like we can't really get to know each other until I know your real name, and I'm sure it's not your boy Q.
No, it's not. And my mom would be very proud that you actually ask. And thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it. But it's Keont. It's spelled Keont. So Keont. Keont. Yeah, like Keont. Your key and your aunt. So Keont.
But you're just your boy Q and everything. You never say that.
Right. Well, because it's so hard to explain sometimes. So it's like anyone who has a name that starts with a Q, it always ends up getting dumbed down to just the letter Q. And so my mom, who spent a lot of time trying to work on my name and be creative, is kind of upset that I dumbed it down to one letter. But here we are.
Oh, well, hi, Mom. Good morning. Hopefully you're watching, and I'm glad you're proud. You should be proud of him because he does excellent work and has great energy. Listen, I did my research because I'm so great, and I looked at Vegas, and it's a high of 98. Today out there in the desert. What's the temperature of the Raiders fan base right now?
Wow, if it's 98 outside, it's about 198 with the fan base. They are so angry right now. Raider Nation is fired up and upset, you know, because of the 0-3 start. And why wouldn't you be? You know, you go to the playoffs the year before, and then you go out and make a move for Devontae Adams, Chandler Jones. You bring in Josh McDaniels as the head coach, who's been to the playoffs and Super Bowls so many times with the Patriots, and then you start out 0-3. So the fan base is fired up. They're angry. The sky is falling, but you know, everything changes with the win, and so they need to really win starting this Sunday.
They do, then you show up to the stadium and the bottle service is $1 billion and everything. Right. You know, like, it's like, yeah, a couple wins. We gotta get a couple wins. You got Devontae Adams, that whole drama. So listen, they hire Josh McDaniels as head coach. We know he's a genius play caller. You can't argue that. And then we know Devontae Adams comes in, and we know objectively he's one of the best wide receivers in the National Football League. He has 189 receiving yards, the fewest through three games since 2016. Why isn't it working? Be specific for me, your boy Q, Keont. And how do they turn it around against Denver?
You know, I just think they're still feeling out the process, right? I just don't think that they're on the same page yet. I mean, we all heard the story about Derek Carr and Devontae Adams at Fresno State, but this isn't Fresno State. This is now the National Football League, and they haven't played together in a very long time. So I think they're still trying to work out the kinks and get on the same page. And I also believe they're still trying to learn Josh McDaniels' system. So you combine all that through three tough games, and you have a lot of inconsistencies. Devontae caught a lot of passes week one, right? I mean, he had 10 catches on 17 targets, and everyone thought he's trying to target him too much. And then the next week, he only had 2 catches. So what's the rhyme or reason? What's the middle even? There's really not one just yet.
Denver this week, division rival.
Yes.
This team has Max Crosby, this Raider squad. I love Chandler Jones. You have Chandler Jones. How many sacks do you have?
Zero. Zero for Chandler Jones, two for Max Crosby. Well, two for Max Crosby, but zero for Chandler Jones, right? So that's
two between both of them.
Right.
What is going on? Here's my worry. Don't be that team that lets Russell Wilson cook. Don't be that first team that lets Russell Wilson have a great game. What is happening with the Raiders defense?
The Raiders defense just hasn't started clicking yet. I mean, they and it's really a tale of two halves. They'll play really well in one half, and then the second half, they won't. In some games, it's the first half. Some games, it's the second half. And so they haven't got that consistency yet, and that's really been with the whole team. But Chandler Jones, they've asked him to play a little bit different style of defense, not really pin his ear back and get to the quarterback. But, Kay, you know, Chandler Jones gets to the quarterback. So for him to go three games and not have any sacks, it's a pretty big disappointment. Max Crosby's fantastic, but still, he only has two. He needs a little bit of help on the other side.
Yeah, it seems like you're preaching patience, which I think is interesting because everyone's full. I mean, somebody has to have the worst record.
Right.
Somebody has to be last. It happens to be the Raiders. They happen to be in a tough division. But it seems like you think things might turn around because you're saying, for right now, it's like this. You think this will get better for the Raiders and they might not end up in the bottom of the AFC West?
I feel like they have an opportunity because they have so much talent, right? I mean, I almost feel like you have so much talent that you have to be better. And if they're not, you know, they've already had a players-only meeting, which to me is kind of a red flag after 3 weeks. It's a little concerning because you can't keep going back to that well. So now we'll see this week how that turns around. You know,
Browns had one after 2 weeks and got a win the next time after. So maybe it works. My concern is when you have a players only meeting, what does it say about Josh McDaniels?
Right, exactly. And I think that they are still trying to get used to who Josh McDaniels is as a head coach. You know, he's a really good play caller, I believe. And even his play calling has been inconsistent, in my opinion, right? It hasn't been exactly what I thought it was going to be leading into the season. So I think there's a lot of inconsistencies from the top down when it comes to this team. And so they're just trying to get that first W. It's like getting that first basket, right? You just need to see it go through the hoop once. And then once you do it, then maybe you can get some more.
Q, you must have seen me playing Papa Shot. My basket goes in first all the time.
There you go. That's all that matters.
Who are you talking to? Lucky for you and for the fan base that you cover, whose temperature is so scalding hot these days, the Broncos have the same ish going on. Like whose offense can get hot? Who can shoot a basket first? Like that's what it is between you and the Broncos. Who's to blame for the offensive issues is my big question for the Raiders. Who's to blame for the defensive issues? And there's a guy who wears a visor who didn't have a lot of success in Denver, now in a bit of a revenge game, back going up against Denver, who I'm looking at, and hopefully he can turn things around. As not just you guys are trying to figure out, and the players are trying to figure out what kind of head coach he is, when you come from that Belichick tree, you have to figure out what kind of coach you are to separate yourself from that. We have not seen much success from that tree in the National Football League as far as head coaching is concerned. So I'm looking forward to it, and you can only go one way.
That's right. That's right.
That way.
I mean, they haven't won a game yet, so it can only get better, right? And so, I mean, the one thing that I think the saving grace for Raider Nation is that the AFC West is not as strong and as much of a juggernaut as we thought it was going to be heading into the season. The Broncos have struggled, and the Chargers are all banged up, so it's still kind of a tight bunch.
It's true. Fewest touchdowns in the NFL this season. Need to get a win. We appreciate you, Q, and we will hopefully have you back soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Q. We appreciate it.
There you go. That was myself and Kay Adams right there on her show, Up and Adams, on FanDuel TV. And I know it's not a big deal, and obviously it's a little bit old because it was before the Raiders got the victory over the Denver Broncos, but something I was pretty proud of, man. We've been working on trying to hook up and be on the show. I was trying to get her on my radio show. She was trying to get me on Good Morning Football at one point, and just it never really worked out, but it was cool to be able to connect with her on her show on Friday, and hopefully we're able to do that more and more and more. And things like that, I don't know. It just kind of gives me a rush to be on shows like that. So hopefully you can appreciate that as well. Coming up in segment number 3 of today's Locked On Raiders podcast, your calls and texts off that Locked On Raiders podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. We'll get into that after I talk to you about BetOnline.net, your number one source for all football betting information all season long. They got the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline.net, it remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information, live betting, up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. They are the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, golf, and a whole lot more. All you got to do is head to the website, BetOnline.net, on your laptop or your mobile device to learn about more. BetOnline.net, that's where the game starts.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team
every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Let's start off with Rahul in Seattle. He's calling to talk about the win and also the identity of the Raiders, something we've been talking about quite a bit here on the Locked On Raiders podcast, and it's the running game. Here he is, Rahul in Seattle.
Thank you. It's Rahul from Seattle. Just calling about, obviously, we won, and it was a great thing, and I think the team looked a lot better in many different ways yesterday. We still have a few of the same old problems, especially the red zone. But, you know, now with Jacobs having such a big game, obviously, you know, we think that our identity is as a running team or run-first team. And I think we have to be a little bit cautious because, you know, Jacobs can be stopped if a team is preparing to stop him. You know what I mean? If a team believes, okay, they're going to come out run first, such a team like a Chiefs that can put up points and take you out of the running game. But if they come with the plan to go all out, sell out on Jacobs, then we have to have an immediate response. We can't wait 2-3 drives. You know, we have to get up because otherwise Kansas City's going to score their own points and we're going to be down, you know, 14-3, 21-10, just like Tampa Bay was, you know. So we have to be careful about this, you know, identity of being a running team. But, yeah, it was obviously a great way to win yesterday. But, you know, just like McDaniels had said in summer, we have to be prepared for how a defense is going to try to face us and do something to surprise them. Anyway, good win.
There he goes. That's Rahul in Seattle right there. Thank you so much for that call, my man. Good stuff as always. And, yeah, very good win for the Raiders. They needed that. And, you know, there is a difference between the run game being the Raiders' identity and also being so predictable, right? The Raiders need to establish what they do great. I do believe that they are built to be a run-first team. And the one thing about it, and Amber Theo Harris, she joined my radio show on Raider Nation Radio 920 on Monday, and she was talking about it, and she was like, Q, there's no doubt about it that it's the identity of the team is the run game. And she said, look, just because Devontae Adams is on the team doesn't mean that you have to avoid and run away from the run game. Think about what he did in Green Bay. Think about who he had on his squad. You know who he had? He had Aaron Jones. He had other running backs that were dominant, right? And the Green Bay Packers, they, especially the last few years, really relied heavily on the run game, and that still opened up Devontae Adams, and he still had monster seasons. So I think that the run game can be the identity of the Raiders. And at the same time, of course, they could take advantage of the best wide receiver on the planet in Devontae Adams and not be predictable like a lot of folks fear. But great call, my man. It's always good to hear from you. I appreciate you. Next up, I got a text from Raider fan in San Diego. He says, hello, Q. I hope all is well. My takeaways from game 4. 1, the running game. We stuck with the running game and we won. No matter how much the rules change, one thing stays consistent. You can effectively run the ball. You'll consistently win. 2, Hollins is a baller. 3, Jacobs needs a contract extension. 4, to beat the Chiefs, we'll need a repeat performance from number 28. And as always, Raider Nation for life, signed Raider fan in San Diego. Thank you so much for the text, my man. I do appreciate you, and I'll say this. That was a good game plan that the Raiders had going in against Denver, and for some reason, Josh Jacobs always runs really strong and runs really well and has big games against the Denver Broncos. Now, with the Raiders and their struggles in the red zone, they're going to have to figure out how to get into the end zone. Those field goals that they're kicking, Daniel Carlson getting 14 or 15 points a game is not going to beat the Chiefs. Simple as that. I know a lot of folks say, well, the Chiefs aren't that great. They've scored 15 touchdowns on the season. I believe the Raiders have scored 8. So the Raiders are going to have their work cut out for them, and the Chiefs continue to do what the Chiefs do. So it's going to be a very tough game on Monday night, but a heavy dose of the run game, if Josh Jacobs is able to get that rolling, will open up everybody else, and then they've just got to fill in the blanks. And as far as Hollins being a baller, he definitely is. He does everything, and he does it really well. Obviously, he's a special teams ace, but even when he's asked to go out into routes and make a catch, he's going to make that happen. So I definitely like Mac Hollins a lot. And Mac Hollins, just that motor he has, it just kind of matches Max Crosby. It matches like a guy like Amik Robertson. The Raiders have a bunch of guys on the squad where they weren't like highly ranked or highly recruited and all that good stuff, but they know how to flat out play. And that's what I can appreciate from all those guys. So thank you so much for that text. Next up, got a call from King Raider in L.A. He's calling to talk about what stood out to him the most from Sunday's victory versus Broncos. Here he is, King Raider in L.A.
Hey, what's up, Q? It's your boy, King Raider, from out here in L.A., California. Man, that was an all-around game. We played 4 quarters, like I said. We were complimenting football. offense and defense both helped each other out. A couple missed plays by the offense. Especially there was a deep ball for Keenan and Cole. There was an open ball down the field, and if their car would have hit, man, that was like a walk-in touchdown, but hey, we still walked away with the dub. I mean, things ain't perfect yet, but they're getting better. And that's all we hope for. Especially with the Denver Donkeys, I always saw that game as a game that we could always, we always seem to find ourselves down, and when we play them, we just, I don't know, it's like something in them. And that's what we saw. I mean, look at what Josh Jacobs did. They give him the ball because they gave it to him early. He proved, he showed right off the bat, man, I'm running tough, I'm running hard, and I'm running downhill. I don't care who's in front of me. I'm taking you with me. And that was a great game by him. That was definitely game ball deserved right there. Max Crosby. Max Crosby doing Max Crosby things. You already know. And again, he's another one that lights up when he plays with Denver Broncos. I mean, this is exactly what I expected from us. Was a win against the Donkeys, but we're doing bad. As a team that I always look forward to bring us up. And we needed that. Like you said, we're about to get paid for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they got another big win against the Bucks. Hopefully they can carry this momentum over, take it with them to Kansas City. And shoot, go 2-3 and into the bye week. That's way better than 1-4. Anyway, those are my main two game balls. I know you gave up him out, but in their car, shoot, he might have not had a great passing game, but he did what he was supposed to do. What he did before he broke his tibia, run the ball, get the first downs that he needed to. And he just played smart ball. Like, what more can you ask from the quarterback to play smart ball? He saw the opening and he was taking it. That's exactly what he used to do. And it was a good refreshing view to see him run again. So game ball to Derek Carr, just for that. Shoot. And a game ball to the coach getting his first dog. And we just build from this. Let's go, baby. What a nation. Just one, baby.
There he goes. That's King Raider in L.A. Thank you so much for the call. You know, I appreciate you as always. And lots of stuff to unpack there, including Josh Jacobs running his tail off. That was no doubt about it. Jacobs, Crosby, like you mentioned, heart and soul of the team. And I know I didn't give a game ball to Derek Carr. I did talk about him quite a bit, about using his legs and also, you know, picking up 5 first downs with his legs. I mean, that's a big deal. Even getting the ball under center and just sneaking it for 1 yard, that's a big deal because normally Derek Carr doesn't do that too often. But to see Josh McDaniels kind of has him doing that, that's something that all of Raider Nation has been screaming for a while. Like, he's got enough athletic ability to make it happen. He just doesn't do it very often. But picking up some key first downs on that game against Denver, that was a big, big deal. Finally, I got one more text, and we'll take it from Raider Doc in Florida. He said, first-time caller, long-time listener, Q, love your show. Keep up the great work. Quick question. Why did it take Josh McDaniels so long to figure out that we need to run the ball? If you look at the last 4 games of last year, Josh Jacobs was running very hard, just like he did versus the Donkeys. Can you share some insight on what took so long to figure it out? Thanks. That's from your boy, Raider Doc, from Tampa. And, you know, Raider Doc, I don't really have the answer to why it took Josh McDaniels so long to figure out that the run game was something that he needed to rely heavily on. But, you know, I'm assuming that maybe Davante Adams had a lot to do with it, wanted to make sure that he got the most out of that. And maybe he's just a guy that figures he has so many weapons, he really wanted to throw the ball around the yard. But realizing or not realizing that the running game was going to be so important. But then that's hard for me to believe, because how many running backs does Josh McDaniels have on the roster, right? I mean, you got Josh Jacobs, you got Zamir White, you got Britton Brown, you got Brandon Bolden, you got Amir Abdullah. That's 5 guys on the active roster that the Raiders have right now at the running back position. So, you know, it's some rhyme or reason that he has. I can't tell you. I could give you no insight, and I apologize for that, but I can't give you any reason on why he didn't think that running the ball and you know, being heavily committed to running the ball early in the season really mattered until Sunday versus the Broncos. But maybe he didn't like the matchup. I don't really know. Obviously, against the Cardinals, that was a game that Josh Jacobs should have ran the ball a few more times, and if he runs the ball a couple more times, then the Cardinals don't have enough time to even come back and tie that game, let alone win that game. So the Raiders would be sitting there at 2-2. So that could be, honestly, just a flat-out coaching mistake. Those things happen. That could be as simple as that, a flat-out coaching mistake. So thank you so much for that text. I do appreciate you. Still got a lot more to get to. 620 Raiders, Southeast Kansas. I got that call tomorrow. Text from Speedy from Live Oak Cali, the 530. Got that tomorrow as well. We'll have more news and notes of the day. We'll have plenty of conversation as well. And like I said, we'll continue to get more calls and texts off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. So until then, Raider Nation, thanks so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider podcast free and available on all platforms. Till tomorrow, take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Love on your family, and most importantly, as always, just win, baby.